State lawmakers are in the midst of their special session. They still cannot agree on a budget that fully funds a basic education. But one thing that they do collaborate on is how to deal with mental illness. Washington State does not move fast enough when it comes to evaluating mentally ill inmates. That's according to federal judge Marsha Peckman in a decision last month. Inmates can wait 14 days or more before they're evaluated. Judge Peckman says get it done in 7, and she gave the state a deadline to figure out how to make that happen. KUOW's Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has been following this. He's here with more. Hi, Austin.
Hi, Marcy.
You've been looking at one man's story. He's got caught in jail waiting for a mental evaluation. Can you tell us more about him?
Yeah, his name is Bryce, and we've agreed not to use his last name. He was jailed last September after having a psychotic episode at his parents' home in the Spokane area. They tried to calm him down, tried to get him under control for several hours. This went on, and finally they felt that their lives were at risk, and they called the sheriff's department. The sheriff's department came, and they arrested their son. They had to tase him. He was taken to jail. He was charged with basically, you know, threatening his parents, and there he sat. It took 43 days for the state to come in and evaluate him to see if he was competent to stand trial. And that's 43 days from when the clock started ticking. He was actually in jail for much longer than that before the competency hearing. And now, 7 months later, he's still in jail.
You spoke with Bryce's father, Barry, and he told you about the conditions in the jail.
They're isolated. They're put in isolation. And they're supposed to have 1 hour a day. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. Until you go to bat for them individually, you will get that 1 hour. But sometimes they're locked up 24 hours a day, and it goes for days on end. It's a shame. It's a shame.
Austin, was Bryce's situation typical?
Well, 7 months is an awfully long time. And the recent development in his case is that the judge in his case recently, just last week, found Bryce not competent to stand trial, and not only that, dismissed the charges. So the reason he's still in jail today is because there's not a civil commitment bed available for him, because they can't just put him back out on the street. But his story is typical of what we've heard, in as much as what we're hearing, and Disability Rights Washington sued the state over this, is that there are inmates in jails across the state who are spending days, weeks, months awaiting these services. And there can be a delay both on the front end before they get their competency evaluation, and then if they need to have their competency restored to go to trial, there can be another wait for that to get the bed.
Well, so Bryce and others like him are caught up in this system. Judge Marsha Peckman said that things need to change, and she's talking about 7 days. How big of a ramp up is this 7-day standard going to be for state systems?
Well, the judge is giving the state 9 months to get there. The state was already working toward a 14-day timeline, and that was going to be tough by itself. The state says it needs to do two things to start to bring these numbers down. It needs more evaluators, and for the most part, that means hiring psychiatrists, and it's not that easy to find psychiatrists who are going to come work for the state at the state pay and do this work. And then they need more beds. They need more psychiatric beds available at Western State and Eastern State. So there is a process to build out, but to go to 7 days is sort of a whole new ball game. It's not what they had expected, and it certainly adds to the price tag. The Department of Social and Health Services tells me it doesn't know how much more, but it's, you know, the agency is under court order to do this within 9 months.
I'm talking with KUOW's Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins. Austin, that's just one of the new mental health policies that will be changing in Olympia. Can you tell us about anything else that's about to take effect when it comes to mental health?
Well, mental health was, you know, probably among the top three issues in the legislative session this year, driven by, you know, what the advocates would say would be years of underinvestment or disinvestment, also driven by really high-profile tragedies on both sides of the Cascades. Last week, the governor signed Joel's Law, named after Joel Reuter, who is a Seattle man who fired a handgun from a balcony in a condo in 2013 and was shot to death by Seattle police. He was having a psychotic episode, and his parents, his father's a former Minnesota state lawmaker, they live out of state. They came here for 2 years in a row, basically moved to Olympia and lobbied the legislature for Joel's Law, which will allow family members to petition a court to involuntarily commit a loved one in cases where a designated mental health provider says that person doesn't meet the threshold. This is controversial. The ACLU is concerned about civil liberties in this case, but it's something the governor and other supporters feel like is an avenue that families deserve at this point.
Huh. You know, all we hear about from Olympia right now is the fact that lawmakers are arguing bitterly about the budget. So where do they stand when it comes to funding new mental health policies like these? Both of these are going to cost money.
Yeah, you can pass all the policy in the world that you want, but you got to implement it, and that does cost money. And the price tag is not cheap. The House Democratic budget budgeted about $100 million for mental health enhancements. You know, in a $38 billion budget, that's not a huge amount of money, but anything over $100 million up in Olympia is real money. And what you're right, that actually this is an area where you see a lot of bipartisan agreement, where the House Democrats and the Senate Republicans work together and generally agreed on the policy. They may have some differences in terms of the funding, but they're fairly close. And there seems to be an acknowledgement that both because of these tragedies I mentioned, because of court orders, and because of sort of a history of not fully funding mental health, that 2015 is the year to turn things around.
Well, they'll fund that, but nothing's going to happen until they agree on a final budget, correct?
That's true. This is true.
KVW's Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins, thanks again.
You're welcome.
Austin joins us every Monday on The Record during the legislative sessions, which just keep on coming.